Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the line here is a guy who is celebrating his second championship of 2024. He is the co-chairman of Bain Capital, co-owner of the Boston Celtics, Steve Pagliuca, here with Gresh and Fourier. And Steve, double congratulations are in order to you.
Yeah, it's certainly been a good month for sure.
Tell us a little bit about your soccer team. What was it like for you to be in a championship parade connected to the soccer world?
It was incredible. There's a lot of parallels. In Boston, we have the most passionate fans in the world that support us and live and die by the Celtics. And I think in Italy, soccer is the dominant game. They don't have all the other sports that we have here. So it is almost the sole focus of everybody in Milan and in the surrounding area in Bergamo. And so to win that championship, and they hadn't won something like that in over 60 years, they just went crazy. And it was an incredible scene of hundreds of thousands of people and flares and horns and the parade took like 5 hours because there were so many people. They had to have a police escort kind of clear the people out of the way so the bus could kind of move about to half a mile an hour so everybody could see the players, and it was just incredible.
Steve, is Missoula's part owner of that team, correct?
Yes.
He does? How did you convince him to get involved with that? How did that play out?
I didn't really have to convince him. He's got some Italian heritage. He actually speaks some Italian, and so when he found out we were doing this, he wanted to look at it, and I was glad to have him because he's talked to we have all sorts of relationships with Wicks and Investor. The Celtics and Investors were kind of a partnership, and it's been very great for both teams to share things on how we do things medically in soccer versus basketball and statistics, soccer versus basketball. And we're implementing kind of the best practices of each organization. And I think that's helped, each organization. And so Joe's been, very helpful. I had great discussions with our coach. He's learned from our coach. Our coach has learned from him. And so it's just a lot of fun. And it's a little bit of an outlet too. I mean, there's such pressure coaching the Boston Celtics. I think Joe has some fun, occasionally watching the soccer games and being part of Atalanta.
Steve Pagliuca, part of the Celtics ownership group, here with Gresh and Fourier. Of course, his soccer team in Serie A ends up winning a championship, and now the Celtics have won one. And Steve, I'm glad you mentioned Joe Mazzulla because we all get to look at Joe Mazzulla a certain way. The players have their relationship with Joe Mazzulla, but I'm curious for your end. Joe is, he's dealing with the players, but he's also in management as well. How have you seen Joe Mazzulla grow, Steve, over these last 20 months?
Joe, I don't know if you use the word growth. I think Joe has amazing capabilities, as he is now. Everybody, as they get more experience, you just learn more because you have more experience. But he's, for his age, he's extremely experienced. He's been a head coach in college. He's a great player in college, kind of like the profile of Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. They both played in college. They've had basketball in their whole lives. And then Joe is just a great person and organized, driven, manager, and he cares about the players. And so it's been from day one, you know, a great fit. And obviously we all learn. We still learn. Wick and I still learn every day something new about how we can do it better, faster, you know, be more competitive. And one thing about Joe is he's kind of a lifelong learner. He's the first thing when he took the job, he asked me, you know, can you recommend the top 10 books on leadership and how to lead teams? And that's kind of a learner that Joe is. And so every day he wakes up thinking about how can he be better? Who's doing some things I should replicate? What's the best way to proceed forward? And then secondly, what the players really appreciate is Joe cares about the players. It's genuine. He cares about the players, their families, and players play hard for coaches like that. So it's been a magical year, and hats off to Joe.
So we're talking to Steve Pagliuca, and Steve, I'm curious. He asked you for some books. Do you recall any of the ones that you suggested him to read?
Yeah, there's many like In Search of Excellence. I put him in touch with some people at the business school. He's gone over to the business school and one of the leadership and actually talked to one of the professors in leadership courses. And kind of the standard. There's Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Just a whole list that we compiled. And look, I don't even know if he needs all those because he's natural. He's a natural. But you know, he's reading everything on, you know, how do I get better? And that's a great thing to have in a coach.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I try to read The Art of War. I think I got through like 5 pages and I just put it down. Maybe I should try again.
I love it. It's great.
I think I should try again. I think one of the things a lot of people are worried about, Steve, is your guys' ability to keep this team intact. So I know Wick was on the morning show, I think on Tuesday, said that Al Horford's coming back. You know, it looks like Tatum's going to end up with a supermax. I think the one player everyone's kind of worried about, I think, is Derek White. In the end, how do you end up keeping all these guys? Do you just have to turn the salary cap meter off and just sign them, or how do you kind of maneuver it?
Look, you know, Wick and I have consistently, you know, since day one, said, you know, we're going to try to do what it takes to win, and that's within reason. And so we've been successful enough that, you know, we can sustain these levels, and, you know, we're going to sustain them as long as we can, you know, as long as we have this window. So and hopefully, you know, we can keep the players intact as long as we possibly can.
Are the problems as complex as they seem, Steve, with second apron? You have a looming television deal to be announced as well, where more capital will be coming in. I know I look at it. A lot of people have been saying dynasty. I'm like, let's just look at it in a 2-year window, because then it starts to get a little more difficult. Do you see it that way, Steve? Or is there maybe a 5-year runway here that you guys have been able to figure out how to maybe make it work?
Look, you know, Brad Stevens is leading the effort, you know, with Bill Reisfelder and Wick and myself. And we have in basketball, you have to have a strategic plan, and you really can't even look 5 years out, because you get injuries. You know, you have lots of players that get injured. You have just different changes that we've just had in the collective bargaining agreement. So I think the way we look at it at a 1 to 2 year window, and then we kind of react, you know, on the rubric of we're trying to build the best team we can, and not be exposed to things that will really hurt the team. If you really go into that second apron too long, it really constrains you, and even they can take away draft picks at some point. So basically, it's a big game of optimization and trying to optimize that better than the other teams.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of the Celtics ownership group, Steve Pagliuca here with Gresh and Fourier. And Steve, I do wonder about the kind of, you know, putting together a championship team and a championship culture. For you, was what were the differences, if any, of getting to the point of winning a championship in 08 to getting to the point now of winning a championship? Is it the same, even though there's about a 15-year or so difference in there? Or has it gotten different on the ownership end in putting together a championship roster?
Well, it's very dynamic. You know, we've been through, I think, two or three CBAs, television contracts, different taxes, varying rules. So basically, you have to kind of refresh the strategy every year based upon those parameters. But fundamentally, it's the same. You know, we basically try to get the best people in all the positions. We think we have that with Brad and Joe and the front office and the back office, Rich Gotham, Sullivan, Rice Feller. Guys have been there for 20 years, just top of their game, excellent guys. But it is dynamic, and so every year we have to kind of react to that. So the similarities are get great people who are working hard with the goal of winning a championship, not just trying to compete, but winning a championship, and then back those people and support those people and let them do their work. And we've had good results then. And, you know, we've knocked on the door the last 3 years, and I'm just very happy for Jason and Jalen. You know, obviously in the Miami series, Jason got hurt. I was sitting right near him, like he sprained his ankle 2 minutes into the game. So that was really unfortunate, but it was great to see those guys get over the hump. And I think that'll bodes well for the future. And you see how much they've developed in the 6 and 7 years they've been here. I think we have a bright future.
So last one for me, Steve, and I appreciate you coming on this morning because you got to rest up for tomorrow. That Larry O'Brien trophy, I feel like has been all over the place. I saw Joe with it down on the north end. I mean, everybody's like handing out, people taking pictures of it. Have you been able to kind of, you know, have a little quiet moment with that trophy yourself, or are you waiting for all the players to kind of be done with it?
I've had a couple of quiet moments, but I think it's for the players right now. I noticed that they're kind of running out of space. I noticed also that they haven't engraved us in there yet. I know for the I think for the British Open, while the thing is finishing, they're engraving the name, you know, on the trophy. I guess we don't do that in the NBA. So the name has to still be engraved, but we've moved from we moved a couple of years ago from the top half of the trophy down now to the bottom of the trophy is where the names are. Hmm. I don't know if anybody's noticed that, but it was on the side before, and now it's on the base. It's already filled up like five spaces on the base. We probably got another, you know, 15-20 years to go before it runs out, but now we're in the base of the trophy, and hopefully we'll have a few more in there.
And last thing, okay, I know everybody's going to get an NBA championship ring, right? You guys are going to eventually hand those out. I don't know if you saw what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a typo on their Super Bowl ring, Steve. So like, make sure everybody checks their work before those things go to be made.
I think that's a great suggestion. I think we got a fantastic staff. So I'm confident that those rings will be top notch. But that would be a bad thing.
Are all the championships fulfilling the same? Or you're like, you know, the soccer one, like you mentioned, it's 60 years. It means a little more to fans. Boston fans are nutty. Like, is winning a championship the same for you, or is it a different feeling with each of the properties that you're a part owner of?
It's very similar. The interesting thing on the soccer was the team was not expected to win that championship and was a big underdog going into every game. So I flew to Liverpool for the semifinal match. And it's interesting that Liverpool is owned by John Henry, who's a good friend, and it's a great team. And you know, I thought this could be a really, really tough game, but we had an extraordinary night that night, and we got very fortunate that, you know, the balls hit the post that went in, and that's how soccer is. And so we won that game and then went on to beat Marseille, which we were also the underdog. And then we played Bayer Leverkusen, who was one of the three teams in history to go through the whole season, both in the Europa Cup and league and the Bundesliga, to be undefeated. So they hadn't lost one game. So I thought this is going to be really tough. And we flew to Dublin and played them in Dublin, and about, you know, 15,000 people came from Bergamo, from Italy. We had unbelievable fan support, and our guys went out and won 3-0 and won the championship. So that was special because it was so unexpected. Getting on a plane, I got on a plane every week, I think, for 7 or 8 weeks to go to Marseille, Liverpool, Milan, Rome, where these tournaments were being played, and then fly back for the Celtics game. But the Celtics was also incredibly gratifying, mainly because what I said before, they've knocked on the door. And what you realize on these championships is that they're very precious. To be the top team, you know, in the world, to win the Europa Cup, to win the NBA championship, it a lot of things have to go your way. You have to have great players, you know, great management, great coaches. You have to not have injuries. You have to have the ball bounce your way, you know, bounce in. Remember P.J. Brown's ball bouncing off the rim and going in, or Don Nelson many, many years ago. You have to have some things, you know, go right. And so the older you get, you realize how precious it is to get these championships. So I'm just really thrilled for our players and the staff and all of Boston to get another one. And hopefully we can kind of keep it going. But it is a rare and precious thing, and we all ought to appreciate it. And we ought to appreciate the Patriots and how well the Bruins have done, and the Patriots and the Red Sox over time. You know, we've been very blessed to be in the Boston area.
Well, Steve, enjoy the hell out of the rolling rally tomorrow. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. And will you need a handler the way Tom Brady did in Tampa, Steve Pagliuca? Will you have to have someone kind of propping you up a little bit tomorrow at around 12:30 after the celebration?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I'm light on handlers. I just handle myself, and I'll leave it to Brady to have the handlers. But I'm good. I'm fine, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the fans and have the players, you know, get their day on those. There's nothing. The duck boats are probably the best celebration, I think, in the United States, having those duck boats go through there.
Well, Steve, we appreciate you. Thanks for the time. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll catch you down the road. Thank you.
Okay, great to talk.
All right, thanks,
have
Steve.
A good day.
There we go. Steve Pagliuca, part of the Celtics ownership group.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.